News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It looks like we are going to miss the deadline to bring in the new EU Pay Transparency Directive, because that deadline is the 7th of June of this year. And there's precious little chance of us being fully prepared for that. Now, ICTU, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, is saying that the implication of that is that for an entire year, if we miss the deadline by an entire year, the effect will be to cost Irish women workers 575 million euro. Laura Bambrick is with us. She's social policy officer with ICTU. Laura, the two issues to raise. The first is that while that as a total number, when you gross it up, sounds very significant, in reality, per worker, it's about £8 a week. So is it that big a deal?
Well, it is if you multiply it over the course of a year, which is going to be 440 euros per woman on average. Now, not all women will be impacted, and those that are impacted by this aren't going to be impacted equally. But also, it's likely that we won't have this fully in force for 2 and possibly 3 years. So we are going over 1,000. And our calculations there are very conservative, because they're based on the last time the Irish gender pay gap was measured, which was in 2022. The survey that measures this is only carried out every 4 years. It'll be carried out this year, and those details won't be available to next year. So yes, you might say, you know, what can you do for under a tenner? But multiplied over the course of the year, and we're talking about multiple years in delay. So it's speaking from a position of privilege when we say, you know, this won't have a real cost impact to women who are in work or going to work today, watching every cent, every euro.
Well, that goes to the other issue, which is that most of the, in fact, the vast majority of the academic research looking at transparency rules in respect of pay gaps when they come in shows that what happens is women's wages don't increase, rather men's wages decrease. So the cost will not be on women in this instance. It'll actually delay the impact on men.
No, I don't agree with that. Like, when we look at what is causing the gender pay gap, there's a lot of contributing factors and stuff that won't be covered. The big stuff won't be covered by this directive. So that's things like, why do we pay the person that looks after our children in creches, predominantly women? Why do we pay them less than the people that look after our cars, predominantly men? So that's a structural thing, won't be fixed by this.
No, but sorry, Laura, what you're talking about in your research, you say that once you bring in pay transparency, what you are likely to see is a closing of the gap. Now, the reduction, not in total, but in the gap itself, of between 10 and 20%. And you've based your numbers on the lower of those numbers, which is 10%. Anywhere that research has been done into that effect, the effect is that male salaries, bonuses and discretionary income reduce, not that female salaries increase.
No, I disagree with that, because what this does is it's not just about the applicant, the existing employee. It's also about going in, getting that job. So it's right across the course of the job journey. So it's transparency about when you're going for that job, when you don't have that information. You women in general, and we're generalizing here, undervalue themselves, underprice themselves when they're going for that job.
But again, Laura, so you're basing this on international research that shows an impact when you bring in pay transparency rules, that looks at the UK, that looks at Denmark, that looks at the US. When you look at the academic research that analyzes what causes the gap to close, what that research, Harvard Business Review, Cornell, Columbia, University of Bristol, what they show is that men's discretionary earning goes down. So in actual fact, it's not that women will be out 570 million by the delay. It's that men will hold off losing 570 million until this comes in.
Well, Well, it is about equal pay, and that's what is at the basis of this. So when the employer is bringing in, when they're doing this job review to see that what are they paying their women on average that are doing the same work as the men that are doing on average, it's not about bringing men down. It is about making sure the systems are in place that they're not being overtly discriminated against. So absolutely,
that's not what the pay gap is. The pay gap is not a gap in people being paid the same thing for the same work. It is about systemic disproportionality in pay across organisations. And what the academic research reveals is the way that employers address that, at least in the short term, is by reducing the discretionary pay to men because it closes the gap quickly.
But so assuming we take that as, so we should leave it at that so that women continue to pick up the lesser that their male colleagues then for doing the same work. So we're comparing like.
No, it's not for doing the same work. That's not what the gender pay gap is. But no, what your assertion is that women are going to lose £500,000 a year. In actual fact, they're not, according to the academic research.
Well, the research that we're basing it on is showing that where pay secrecy is in place, where there's a lack of transparency, that leads to this gap in earnings.
Laura, thank you very much. That is Laura Bambrick, Social Policy Officer of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.